Push the button.
The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock. Oh.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord,
hello,
Carol the Cat,
I'm eating candy,
the Kitty Geeker, woo, and Tiffany the Technician.
Five.
Back to normal. That's a normal.
One episode.
And now, damn right they shot first.
You betcha.
The hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Hello, 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 hello. Episode 113. Woo. Oh my gosh, Anne, you survived sleeping over in the garage with Field?
Oh, I feel great.
Refreshed?
Refreshed.
Field, get back in there.
Field, Canty, we love you.
We love you, buddy.
All right.
So wow, that just kind of died right there.
I know. So we have Anne Lambert back. She is a member of Chickspear.
Woo.
And if you don't know about that, you should go back and listen to episode 112, but then come back here.
And then go to Chickspear.com.
Yes.
And buy your tickets.
And Chickspear is not spelled some freaky leet speak way. It's just Chick, C-H-I-C-K.
Spear.
And then Spear like Shakespeare, S-P-E-A-R-E. Mm. That last E may cause you problems in case you were thinking swords. But other than that, Chickspear.com.
And look at our logo because it's a chick holding a spear. Get it?
Get it. Jokes. She has them. So your next show is December 9th, 10th, 11th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. And the title of that is...
Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some.
Ooh. And it's going to be a magical mystery bus ride.
That's right.
With
Joyride.
Brewery.
With presents.
With presents.
We Christmas carols and ugly Christmas sweater.
And three great actresses, Tanya McClellan, Lane Morris, and Sheila Snow Proctor. Right. And directed by Joanna Gertie. And we're going to get on the bus at Nodar Brewery on North Tryon. And go over to the other location of Nodar Brewery on North Davidson.
And then we're going to go over to the house of Pat McCrory and sing anti-HP.
I hope he's out of town
at that neighborhood.
Wait, we were so close to keeping that unpolitical. Okay, speaking of things in the White House, I heard you watched Designated Survivor.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And I have to tell you, after the election, this is kind of my fantasy world.
Your dream come true.
Yeah. No, but kind of, this is like episode 6 already? Oh my god, but Kiefer Sutherland is the designated survivor. They always keep somebody outside of the Capitol in case someone does something.
One time
like
it was Anthony Fox.
It wasn't really?
Yeah, one time it was Anthony Fox, our former mayor.
Wow, that could have been the president.
Could have been the president.
Yeah. So it actually happens and he is the president and...
So what we need to do is get Bernie Sanders in a designated location.
Bernie.
And Elizabeth Warren.
There we go. Okay, so we'll have designated survivors.
Isn't it surprising that nobody has made a television show about this premise before? I mean, it just seems so obvious.
It's pretty cool. And, of course, now it's getting to that part where they have to add some more intrigue into it. So they found a survivor in the rubble. Who is a member of Congress.
But he was hiding.
But it appears he was hiding in a safe room that was constructed.
Deliberately to survive the blast. It was amazing.
So kind of like a Manchurian candidate type of thing.
Also, what do you think about Kiefer Sutherland and the kind of echo back to 24?
Yeah.
He was one kind of character. Now he's like a mild, meek, I would never
he's
hurt
like
anybody.
He's like the Clark Kent of Superman.
Yeah.
I like him better like this.
Yeah, he's got some personality. I've been
depth.
Watching it.
He has
it's
depth
good.
To it. Yeah, it's
good.
Well done.
I'm fascinated. I want to know what happens next.
Yeah.
I liked him better in Lost Boys.
Wow, that really dates you.
I know. I'm still the oldest person at the table.
I know that movie.
Yes, I love that movie. Hi, Tiffany. I had a cue card that said, "Hi, Matt." And if I read that, I would have been saying hi to myself, so I didn't do that. I zinged it back. Improvisation!
Oh. Yes,
and inspired me with Shakespeare.
Part of our audio podcast.
That's true.
It was like looking into a black mirror, maybe.
Oh, you are a
segue. You are a rogue.
Let Joey do it So I started watching Black Mirror again. This is a it's a British show that Netflix picked up for the third season. And it's obvious that Netflix picked it up for the third season because the quality kind of went down a little bit.
It did a little bit,
yeah.
That's weird.
It's still a really excellent show. This is a very British show. It's kind of a Twilight Zone aspect, but it deals with social media and technology.
Oh, no.
And I highly recommend it. It's really great. They got some really terrific actors on this. Of course, it's a BBC production, so it's really high quality. Mm. The first two seasons are incredibly short. There's only 3 episodes each, so it's
you can really binge it.
Yeah, you can binge it.
They're each 15 hours long.
No.
They're all the 90-minute version.
Are they any recognizable actors from the world of the BBC?
Yeah.
Mr. Bean.
Any Penny Dreadful fans, the guy that played the creature and his name is just left me.
Henry Cavill?
No. He played Frankenstein's creature.
There are other
creature.
Actors behind.
Yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland?
No, he's a British actor.
British Kiefer Sutherland?
Hugh Grant is Frankenstein.
Haley Atwell. Haley Atwell was in one. Nice.
Agent Carter.
Gleason, Dominic Gleason, Brendan Gleason's son.
Oh, yeah.
Was also in the same one as Hayley Atwell. The creature from Penny Dreadful, and his name is escaping me, plays the Prime Minister in the first episode. And I'm going to give you the premise of the first episode because it does kind of... This is not an overarching storyline. This is like Twilight Zone. Each story is self-contained for each episode.
Yes. Not American Horror Story.
No.
But it's... Yeah.
The first episode is called National Anthem. Mm. The Prime Minister of England, a princess of England is kidnapped, and the one demand of the kidnapper is that the Prime Minister of England go on television at a specific time and fuck a pig.
Oh, you're going back to the very first episode.
Yeah, I'm going back to the very first episode.
Yeah.
Spoiler, does he do it?
Yes.
On TV. Yes.
Okay. And does the princess get rescued?
I'm going to spoil the first episode, so turn off the radio or whatever you're listening to if you don't want it spoiled. It's actually an artist who kidnaps her. He doesn't hurt her in any way. He releases her before the time that he told the Prime Minister to fuck the pig. Because he knows everybody is going to be sitting down watching this horrible, horrible thing happen.
Provocative.
Yes. And then he hangs himself.
The artist does, or the Prime Minister does?
No, the artist does.
So that's part of his art?
That was part of his art.
Wow. Now does the Prime Minister survive?
Yes. And actually, he gets very good approval ratings because he actually went through with this.
Does he marry the pig?
He does not marry the pig. No, he does not marry the pig. Okay. But his wife, however, is not keen on the whole escapade.
Does he leave the wife for the pig?
No.
Okay,
Does he butcher the pig and eat it?
I'm pretty sure at some point that pig was butchered afterwards, yes.
Is it based on any kind of real thing that happened?
No.
Okay.
No.
You ever heard about Margaret Thatcher fucking that pig?
Oh, that's right. I do remember that now.
But it is, there is one episode, the Waldo episode. Have you watched Black Mirror?
Yeah, I've watched the first couple episodes.
Like, okay.
Wow. That's the first one, though?
That was the first episode.
That's how you start.
Everyone was cool where you can relive your memories.
Yes.
It's really good.
And it's actually believable. The scenarios are actually believable. The one I didn't think was believable, which is the one with Waldo, where they elect a cartoon character, suddenly became believable last Tuesday.
And
that's it's a 3-episode season because I feel like I've accomplished something whenever I watch.
Right. The Netflix season is 6 episodes.
Yeah. Okay.
I haven't finished the third season. And it does have some bigger names in it because it's Netflix. Bryce Dallas Howard is in the first episode.
Oh.
But the quality is still there. The storytelling is just a little bit. It's not quite as up to
anybody involved with the original one involved with this?
Yeah. They do have some people.
Okay.
And there's still... there's a couple episodes that are very heavy on the American actors, but it's still really heavy on the British actors.
Great.
I'm about halfway through the third season. But I highly recommend it. It's very good.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
So how about Exorcist? Still recommending that?
I'm not...
I don't think she ever recommended it.
I think
this is an endurance test, right?
Why am I watching this?
The original?
You're watching it? Oh,
no,
it's a TV show.
Oh, no. I have no idea. Tell me more.
Again, spoiler alert.
Because
they dropped a... Well, there is a demon, and of course a young girl is possessed.
No,
there's an exorcist. And a young, hot, Catholic Italian.
like you do.
Ooh, is it
like the movie?
Is it no. Jude Law? Have you been seeing the previews
Italian,
for that?
Italian.
Have you been seeing that the young for Pope. The Pope?
Yes, the young Pope. Yeah. Anyway, the bombshell that they dropped on the show is that the Gina Davis character, who is the mother of the possessed girl, is in fact Regan McNeil. From the original movie.
The original, okay.
Now, why on earth she moved back to this house where she was possessed and killed a British director? I don't know why. But it does explain why she immediately went, yeah, she's possessed. Let's get a priest. But yes, and then...
Why would you do that too?
But so what did she go by if she doesn't...
She changed her name because...
Are those full ghosts? Oh. Sorry, all right.
She changed her name because she didn't want to live with that whole...
Well, obviously she is because she moved back. So.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. But her mother, who's now played by Cagney.
Tyne Daly?
Tyne Daly, the other one.
Sharon Gless.
Oh, she's great.
Chris McNeil wrote a book because she needed money. Mm. So she basically wrote a book about the whole Regan McNeil possession, and that's why she changed her name. She didn't want to be associated with that anymore. Okay. But then she moved back into this house, and her daughter's possessed now and missing. And it's one of those.
The last place I'd go, right? If I had
a possession. Yeah,
I feel like you brought that on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Why would you go back there?
Poor judgment. Yep.
I'm trudging through it. I don't know why.
What it's network?
It's on Hulu.
Oh, okay, great.
But, I mean, the effects are okay.
You really do watch things, so we don't have to.
I do. Yeah, I'm also...
It's a sacrifice she makes.
I didn't add this to the list, but I am still sticking with American Horror Story.
Yeah.
One last episode.
You're watching that too, eh?
I watched the Witches one.
Okay.
Oh, God.
But I didn't watch... And I watched the first one. I watched the first season, and I watched the Witches season.
Have you gotten a good new scoop or
hook? This last episode was just like, oh, what the fuck?
Is it the reality reenactment type of show?
It's the reality reenactment, and then they brought all the actors from the reenactment back to the house during a blood moon, like, and now it's actually happening, and they're all dying and everything.
Boy.
And this past episode was three kids wandering around the woods, Blair Witch style, looking for the house.
Oh.
And it was just every horror movie cliche you could pack into 1 hour, and it was, and the kids were just bad actors. It was really just a horrible hour.
It's just like they're throwing money at the franchise.
Yeah, well,
they're
throwing
money at Ryan Murphy.
Yeah.
Please don't leave us.
Yeah. Well, they've already.
We'll buy you a pony.
They've got two new seasons already planned.
Two
new seasons. That's already crazy. Planned.
Speaking about things that go on for a long time, Dancing with the Stars almost over. Yes, last night was the semifinals. We were down to the top five, which was Calvin Johnson, the football player. We had James Hitchner from NASCAR. We had Jana Kramer, who is the country star who used to be on
One Tree Hill.
One Tree Hill. Mm-hmm. And then we had Tara Jolie. She is the little person from Little Women, L.A., the reality series, and then who is the other one? Who am I missing?
And another one.
No.
Judi Dench?
No.
Surprise!
The gymnast. She's 16 years old.
Yeah, 16
Well, did somebody burst into tears out of happiness? Or
surprise casting choice. Yes,
it was semifinals, so they had to dance first their own dance, and then they had to do the trio dance, which is two professional dancers and themselves. And Lori Hernandez did a beautiful samba, but her grandmother died. So they dedicated it to her. And this is when you're in the semifinals, this is when all of the people in your lives come on and talk about how amazing you are. And of course, they actually had film of her grandmother because they didn't know she was going to pass away. So it was very heart-wrenching. But, you know, I think all of the dancers did very well. Calvin Johnson, being so tall and having such long legs, ended up dancing so far across the stage that he danced into the people, and then, so he ended up losing a couple points for that. But my favorite, James Hitchner, did very well. He had a bad week last week, and part of it was because his co-partner, Sharna, did some pretty serious damage to her knees, and they weren't sure she was going to be able to come back. But she did come back, and they actually did the tango, and she, being the professional, was blindfolded, and that was pretty amazing.
Wow.
And he ended up doing a handstand on a chair over her body while she was doing, and he admitted he'd never done a handstand before that week. So he actually balanced himself. And remember, he was the one who got impaled when his NASCAR car crashed through his side. So, and he's just such a humble guy, such a very down-to-earth guy. I just really would like to see him win. So they did all the dancing. Spoiler alert, they did have an elimination last night, and it was Tara Jolie, who was the little person. Reality star, and I think it was hard for her. I mean, especially when you did the two professionals, because Sasha, her one person, was used to dealing with the fact that they couldn't do a traditional hold because the height difference was so major. But then you added the second shortest guy, which was Artem, and he was 2 inches taller than Sasha, and it just didn't work. So I think it was amazing what she's done. I think that the nice part about this season is that we actually ended up with the semifinals and now a finals of five people who actually can dance. Where in past seasons, like Gary Busey and some of these other guys who were just there, Tommy Chong was there way too long as far as dancing ability goes. So next week, finals. And then you guys won't have to hear me talk about it for a couple of weeks.
So you think you can dance way back on?
I don't know. And I
can't. I used to watch Stars Think You Can Dance religiously, but when they did the kids.
I'm just really hoping that if they're going to continue with the kids, that they do it one season kids, one season professionals.
I won't watch it if it's kids.
But if it goes back to the professionals, I would watch it.
Oh, absolutely, those
kids. It was too hard to see those kids get eliminated.
I just don't have any interest in that. The reason I watch those shows is to see the accomplishment the dancing and the see people... again, the thrill of So You Think You Can Dance is seeing these undiscovered talents, or slightly untrained, but usually people who have some particular skill, and then to watch them. I remember the episodes, seasons where Debbie Allen was one of the
judges,
and she, one of the kids was so talented, but he was untrained, and she gave him a scholarship to her school so that he could take this incredible skill that he had as a young person, but had no access to trained classes, and now he has a professional career.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the thing about those shows. I don't like the thing with the kids, because again, it's like America's Got Talent. It just is sort of a kind of an appeal about cuteness, or you know, this is a cute kid who can do some amazing things. To me, I want it to be about skill.
Well, and it kind of funnily reminds me of American Horror Story, where they're trying to come up with I feel like that show has tried to come up with a new concept each season. You know, they did the battle of a street versus stage, and now they brought the kids in, and it's like we're watching it every season because what you originally had. Yeah. Why are you trying to work around that?
Yeah. Porn stars next time.
Oh, now that I would
stripper
watch.
Pole.
Stripper pole. Once again, it comes
there
back to stripper pole.
Or Walking Dead, as the case may be.
Why do I like the show?
I don't know.
So is anyone else caught up? No.
I'm not, but you can spoil it.
Okay.
I really don't care.
So we're doing two episodes because we didn't talk last week. So we know who Negan killed. He smashed Abraham, he smashed Glenn, he killed two people.
Mutton chops.
I miss him more than Glenn. I truly do miss him more than Glenn.
Because he's a ginger.
That is true.
Was a ginger.
Was a ginger. Now
he's
really,
got more ginger.
Really ginger. But no, I just liked the character, and I did think Glenn had kind of come to an end. But we had an episode set in the kingdom, which we are now introduced to King Ezekiel and his tiger Shiva, who I want to go live in the kingdom, because this is just such a cool place, and I don't know why they don't spend more time in the kingdom.
I would never leave. I don't know why they... If they have left,
they have
I don't understand
there?
It.
They have showers there?
They do have showers there. All right, yes.
And a fucking tiger!
And a fucking tiger!
A tiger!
Shower's the hook for me.
You know, when one of the guys woke up from the coma, she was so squigged out that he didn't shower.
He hadn't
first.
Showered in
yeah.
30 days.
Yeah,
I get grossed out.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
when I watch those shows, the Walking Dead, I'm like, oh my God, you are so shower. Grimy. You can just see the dirt on them. Yeah. I love the makeup; it's very fascinating. But you know, yeah, I would take a shower.
I wish any it was house set, like at a like penthouse of the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whenever you, they would wander into those abandoned like cul-de-sacs or something, and I'm like, go straight for the shower,
yeah.
please.
100%.
There's a little bit of water left. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
a little bit of the little bit of water pressure that's there, use it.
Well, the thing with that first season, Rick leaves the police station that has the generator with the showers, because mm-hmm. he and Morgan are having showers. Yeah. And I'm like, I know your wife might be out there, but that's not
Dude,
a given.
Just stay.
That's not a given.
Just stay.
Just showers.
Stay there.
Every
Minimal
piece of
zombies.
Gun. There's guns in there.
There's guns.
You can have a sniper. You can have a clean town.
You got a nice friend. Stay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we got introduced to the kingdom and
yeah.
King Ezekiel and his. I love this guy. He speaks with a very faux English accent. He's incredibly proper. He has knights. Of course, he was a zookeeper. Originally, or he a janitor in the zoo, I think, or something.
That community theater experience and
little community theater
turned
experience
it, parlayed it into a kingdom.
Into
yeah.
A king. But
how are they not under Negan's rule?
They give half of what they
how
find
they
to him. Now they do something very nifty in which they feed the pigs zombies before giving them to Negan's people, just as a
That's
little
a,
fuck you.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Enjoy. Yeah. Here's your filth-ridden pigs. And Ezekiel took a shine to Carol, who is still my favorite character. and then we went back to Negan, and we had 90 minutes of Jeffrey Dean Morgan just chewing scenery. Oh my God.
Yeah, but he's so handsome.
He is, and I have to say he's very charming.
What did he do? Was he?
He came to Alexandria and took all of their guns,
okay.
and all of their mattresses, and a lot of their furniture.
Aww.
And then burned them on the road for no reason at all.
That's illegal to take the tag off.
Yeah, I know. He's breaking the law.
That's right.
Damn. And this, I have a problem.
Negan thinks he is.
Yeah, I have a problem with the Negan character, and I had a problem with the Negan character in the comic books in that I don't buy it. This guy's an asshole. This guy doesn't treat people properly.
Yeah.
He doesn't treat his men properly. He, you know, makes them pay for food. They have to earn merits. He steals all of their women. This guy would not last 2 weeks. Somebody would shoot him in the head. Somebody.
Except for sometimes people in times of stress just look for a leader, even if that leader is ridiculous. Just talking about Walking Dead here.
True.
Give
me
some more drink.
But,
just kidding.
In this particular instance, I just can't see this working. And I can't see him... Maybe his own little conclave he could be king over. But
yeah.
he now has three places where he's taking food and supplies from. And it's just like, somebody would just...
So, let me get this straight. If the pigs are being fed by
zombies,
what happens when they eat the zombie pigs?
Not much, because in this world, everyone has the infection. You die, you become a zombie, no matter what. If you're bitten, you just die quicker.
Okay.
But they kind of glossed over the tainted meat issue before when they had the cannibals.
I haven't watched Walking Dead, but I did see the part where the one guy lost his leg.
Yeah.
And they ate it, and he's like, I was bitten, you M.O.
Yeah. And they were like, we cooked it. It's okay.
We cooked it.
But,
like, you know.
That it cooks the zombie out of it. But
just marinate it in a little vinaigrette. It'll be fine.
I think this is mostly just
bleach.
The kingdom going, you know, fuck you.
If they got ranch, they're fine.
Dip it in ranch.
Dip it in ranch.
Dip it in ranch. But, yeah, I just... And I had the same problem with Negan in the comic books, is that I just didn't believe anybody would let this guy live for this long.
Well, you know, Dave Chappelle, all of his characters had to live under Negan.
I loved it.
That's my transition over to
SNL.
Thank you very much.
We watched the whole episode on Sunday because we're old.
Although we may not have seen the whole thing now.
Did it?
We did here. We got it off Hulu, so it wasn't.
Okay, it wasn't.
They didn't alter anything, so.
Because the Raleigh.
Yeah,
WRAL,
which
censored
is
it.
Stationed out of Raleigh. And I didn't realize that. So there's actually, like, there are times when there's going to be certain shows on that they'll just show something else.
Mm-hmm.
They just totally will not follow the programming. They used to be CBS, and then they became NBC because they thought that that would be more conservative shows, and they're still beeping and bleeping things.
Yeah, they wouldn't show Cupid, and they replaced it with Andy Griffith's show, Reruns.
Yeah, I was reading that Cupid? Online.
Like, there was some kind of...
It was some kind of reality love show.
Thing, and it was too risque, I guess. So. Sad.
Well, I love Saturday Night Live. Yeah. I think Dave Chappelle is a genius. I love that Chris Rock came on.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I just... that... I think...
the opener with Kate McKinnon.
The opener was so wonderful. It really made me feel a little better.
A little,
then she did Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Kate McKinnon deserves her Emmy. She really is great.
Yeah.
She was really funny.
Yeah, no.
She's definitely up there with, you know, I think she surpassed Kristen Wiig as far as her star is there.
Well, yeah. Kristen Wiig has written, she wrote Bridesmaids, so Kate needs to write something, but that's pretty much her show.
Your skill set is, though, and if you're not a writer, don't force yourself to write if that's not your thing.
Well, and also Leslie Jones is amazing. Okay. I think she was great, and I just love that they're... They had the right thing to say about the election.
Yeah.
I think the stuff that Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle did, it didn't snap you into focus as a white person,
yes,
then nothing else will. Their stuff that they did was just kind of amazing. You know, I mean...
Did you understand that sketch, though, where they, like, did the sketch, it failed, and then they did the press conference about the sketch?
Yeah.
Did you guys find that funny?
Yeah.
I thought it was awful.
I thought it was kind of funny.
What
the fuck
is this?
Instead of doing a bad sketch, they...
Yeah, but then that wasn't funny.
Well, they did it, I mean, at the bad sketch slot, too, so maybe they know that they're later...
This is where the bad sketch usually go.
Right, usually go.
But no, it's totally like what they do at football or whatever. I mean, like...
It was a takeoff of Inside the NFL. But it was Inside the SNL, so it was a parody.
It was a sketch based on a pun.
But I think that's kind of the thing, is like... There was so much heavy stuff throughout, even though it was funny.
Yeah.
You needed something that was totally stupid, just to be like a palate cleanser.
Well, they succeeded.
Well, no, it reminds me kind of like at the Olympics, where it's like, you just came in second place. How do you feel? And they're like, well, you know, I'm really impressed. I beat my personal time. And they're like, yeah, but you didn't get the gold. How do you feel?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know... Fuck you. It was one skit out of the whole group, you know? So we
alone.
Oh,
gosh.
All right.
Joey must have wrote that one.
No. No. But, you know, just don't be inhuman. At least not till
27.
Really good at that. She's really good.
Tonight she's on a roll.
Let her keep going.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Inhumans coming out 2017. What do
on
we
ABC?
Think?
Yeah, and they're going to, they're shooting it in IMAX, the first two episodes, and putting it in theaters first.
I was going to say, what are you going to do at home?
In theaters first. Right. And then they're going to reshow the episode on TV later with some bonus content. So you get something, it's kind of weird. You get something bonus for watching it on TV. TV to get the ratings there. So it's an interesting experiment, but.
I'm kind of okay with going to the theater once in a while. You know, some of the Fathom events and stuff that we've done. That's okay.
Occasionally. They're so overpriced, though. And I really do think they gouge. They do.
Oh, of course they do. But, you
know. I don't know. Labyrinth was worth it. I'd pay $15.
I mean, there are certain things. If the Riff Track guys are doing something, I'm going to pay.
Yeah.
Even though I'm going to buy it later on from their site.
Yes. Strangely enough, the Batman Return of the Caped Crusaders was worth it, even though that was probably more than the Blu-ray that's out now. But it just was so cool.
Yeah, it's going to end up in the $3.99 bin at some point.
Some things on the big screen are just such a treat, I think. That's what you're paying for, I think.
Yeah, and we were talking about it before. It's like a lot of times your TV at home and your viewing ability at home is going to be better.
Yeah.
Than that. So if you don't have these event type of things or these advanced screenings or this other, the reason to go to the theater is just not the same. Back when theaters were at their heyday was because TV was on for 3 hours a day. You know?
You didn't get you didn't have DVD, you didn't have VHS. You couldn't see the movie otherwise.
Yeah.
I will say the last movie we saw, there are people talking at the beginning, and I was just like, oh, fuck. I mean, I was about to go off. And I was like, I've got to that point where it's like, I'm paying a lot of money.
Well, it was
money.
With the accountant, right?
Yeah.
And there were people behind us, and it was like three kids and two adults.
They were talking through the previews, and I'm like, this is it. As soon as that thing really starts, nice Matt's gone. And I mean, there's too much money. I mean, even though we went to a matinee, it's just...
Yeah, even though we went to a matinee, and we didn't get the food, we were just
that's right, It's the principle of the thing.
Be cheap, burger.
Speaking about strange things, we have Doctor Strange.
That's what it was. It was Doctor Strange.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah. Yes.
What did you guys say?
Cumberbatch.
I loved it.
I loved it too.
I actually did. Saw it 3D IMAX, and this is a movie I actually recommend you see 3D IMAX.
I kind of wish I had.
That's wasted on a movie, but here the visual effects are just so amazing.
Now, let me ask you this honest question, because we saw it in 2D.
Okay.
There were points with the spinning wheels and stuff like that, where I could feel my vertigo start to go a little bit.
It would hit you harder in 3D.
Okay. Because sometimes I feel like 3D, because if it's shot in 3D and shown 2D, you can get the vertigo more, but... If I know it's in 3D and I'm wearing glasses, sometimes it doesn't bother me as much. But definitely, the effects of the 3D were what was so impressive to me.
Yeah.
I'm kind of scared that we had that noise and then all of a sudden it's gone.
It's gone.
It was the refrigerator, I think.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because it's kind of like now the bomb's going to go off.
Oh, great. Wonderful. This is our last recording.
That's after Thanksgiving. We have to stay together.
Right. Okay. But the effects of these warriors and ninjas and you know,
the cloak.
Fighters. Oh.
The cloak is awesome.
What I was going to say was, as there is some Inception type moments of the world folding in on itself, and the choreography of these action sequences of these people sliding in and out and over these catwalks and everything like that was just amazing, in my opinion. And the cloak was amazing and great physical humor. And when you're like, where are you going to get your comedy element out of here?
Yeah, there were actually a couple of laugh out loud parts here.
Yes.
The moment where Strange picks up a weapon and, you know, Mads Mikkelsen is like about to hit him and he's like, you don't know how to use that, do you? No. So, I also like the fact that this is a superhero that didn't have an accident happen to him. Well, he did, but there's no gamma radiation or no, you know, super serum or anything. He went to a library and learned things.
I did like that they didn't do it all in 1 second. You know, it was just like the comics. He studied for years, and his temples became gray because that's how long he was there.
Yeah, he really had to work that at time.
It,
so. But,
it really was amazing. But.
It was only a couple moments that took me out of the scene, and we've talked about this offline, but.
It was the Domino's commercial right in the middle, right?
No.
They got a little greedy.
With the product placement. Now, the scene where he goes back to the doctor and they are out in the hall and they're doing the kind of face holding scene and you see the nail polish on her fingers. And I'm like, God damn it, she's a surgeon. She would never have nail polish on. And it was bright blue nail polish. So I was like, no, that would not happen because there are reasons. And, you know, it just wouldn't happen. Nobody in the healthcare field that has anything to do with open wounds is going to have nail polish on. So that bothered me. And then secondly, the cloak actually wipes off smudge from his face and he goes back through the portal and it's all there again. And it's like, continuity people, somebody on the continuity team screwed that one up. So, other than that, those are my two biggest complaints. And if those are my two biggest complaints...
It's a good movie.
It's a really good movie.
It was okay. Like,
Tiffles. I know. There was no Henry Cavill.
No. I mean, I thought that he was great.
But there's
like,
Mads Mikkelsen.
Like, I mean, Hannibal was good.
There's the Chiwetel I'm going to butcher your name before.
I like it. First of all, when they first got on scene together, I was like, 12 years a slave. That was a slave master. He was.
I know, but still.
I mean, I liked it. I will say towards the end of the movie where there was like, it's like, okay, now you know what you have to do. Basically, like, I know how to defeat him. I wanted the movie to end there. Like, that tells me something about how I felt about that movie. So I was like disappointed that then there was action afterwards. I was like, oh, man.
That was such a great last third. Oh, my God.
It's not over. And then I felt like Benedict Cumberbatch and I keep wanting to call her Amy Adams.
It's Rachel McAdams.
I didn't feel like they had any chemistry. I didn't believe them as a couple. I think she did most of the work in trying to make them seem like a couple.
But that was the kind of
the character.
Well, I don't mean that. I mean, like, in trying to exert some sort of emotion towards him. And I get that he's Benedict Cumberbatch and he's not known as being a super warm and fuzzy actor.
But that's also the character. Stephen Strange is not a nice person.
He's a very pompous, conceited person. Yeah.
And then it failed that, what is that test where
the Bechdel test?
Yeah, women don't talk to each other. They don't talk, you know, it's like, I don't know.
You're not going to find a lot of Marvel movies that'll pass that test, though, because of the nature of the comic books.
But Star Wars The Force Awakened did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I anticipate Wonder Woman will.
That's fun.
Yeah, I mean, so I didn't hate it.
Not
I don't want to make that out to be like, I appreciated it. I did think like, oh, this is knocking off Inception. Okay.
You can't really say that though, because Inception was basically knocking off the comic book.
From 1960s. Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's what was great, that the technology was finally there to realize all those crazy things that even Steve Ditko did, and it was before all the digital art. It was just him painting and coloring and inking and just all this crazy stuff.
So much
stuff.
More impressive than Inception digitally, visually, because of the fact that they had gone that much further.
Right.
In the process.
Because the actual...
Because a lot of the Inception foldovers were more long shots.
Yeah.
And these were up close, digital activities. So you can't see my hand motions on the phone, on the
podcast.
You know, there you go. But yeah, it was definitely. I was thinking a little bit of Watchmen, where Dr. Manhattan, with the world building that he did, and then you compare what you saw digitally.
It's just every year, every 6 months, there's new technology, so it's only going to keep getting better.
And then they take our audio ports away. Damn them.
Ah.
Okay. So, what are we thinking with the Ghost in the Shell trailer? Did the digital advance go better?
Yes, actually, I'm a bit more at ease now that I've seen a trailer. I'm not one to say that this is whitewashing because they cast Scarlett Johansson as the Major because the Major's cybernetic. She's not. Technically, she could be anybody.
Right, she's me.
Oh,
really?
That explains so much.
That explains so much, Tiffy.
Tiffy!
I'm just shortening your name there.
Tiffy Tenny.
She's very robotic, but she's a very robotic actress, so this may actually be the role that she was born to play. They did actually get Bateau's eyes, which I was worried about, because that character... Those eyes are part of the character, so...
And you had said that in earlier things that didn't show it.
And I was like, okay, if Bateau doesn't have his eyes, they've changed his character way too much. But he does actually have the eyes in the trailer. Bateau was Special Forces before he became Section 9, and one of the first things they do in Special Forces is remove your eyes and give you augmented eyes. And two of the members of Section 9 have augmented eyes. It looks really, really nice. It really looks impressive. So, I'm slightly optimistic now. And the trailer has a really wonderful cover of Enjoy the Silence by KI Theory, which I really liked. So I immediately downloaded the song.
So, speaking of robots, Westworld.
Westworld. I started watching it.
Did you like it?
I love it.
I don't want to spoil it. I won't spoil.
No, you can. It's fine.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not caught up, but...
Because robots.
Because a major character was
Yeah, don't revealed. Spoil it, because I haven't watched last night's episode. Okay. Or Sunday night's episode.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Is Johnny Five in this one?
Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
No, I won't tell you.
Johnny Five in this one?
Yeah. He is alive.
Don't tell me I'm spoiled.
Speaking of music, have you noticed when they do the bar scenes?
It's all
it, like one day was No Surprises by Radiohead, and
yeah,
they had, yeah,
that. Oh, that's why you like it, Radiohead.
I'm not going to spoil anything. Last night's episode or Sunday night's episode was kind of a game changer, very much a game changer.
I have not watched any of Westworld, but I saw a Facebook post where somebody didn't spoil it, but they said I knew it. And I was like, oh, there was something special.
I'm still confident we're dealing with two different timelines here.
Yes. Don't you think so? Yeah. I think that we're watching part of it is happening at one point and part of it's happening
30 years ago. Do you guys think that is the Man in Black?
That I'm thinking Logan is the Man in Black. The Man in Black's an asshole and William's never gonna be that asshole. Huh. But Logan, his brother-in-law.
That hot piece turned into that?
That's Prince Caspian.
That's right.
That
wow.
Turned into Ed Harris, please no.
You guys are encyclopedia.
Ed Harris is pretty hot. Ed Harris was hot.
Well, I really enjoy it. I love the different worlds.
Yeah.
I love Maeve. Is that Baby Newton's character?
Uh-huh. Mm,
that's really, she's a very provocative character. It's got a lot going on, a lot of puzzle pieces.
Yeah, I won't spoil Sunday night's episode because a lot happens with her.
Good.
And a lot happens elsewhere, and it's like, okay, I actually did not see
of it coming.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of it
good.
Coming.
That's the best way. That's when you don't see it coming, and it surprises you, and you're excited.
And if it surprises Carol.
Yeah, and I have to shout out to Anthony Hopkins, who I don't know of any other actor that can do menacing and cuddly at the same time.
Right.
And he does it all the time. It's like, I don't want to be in the same room with this guy, but he's so nice. But Sunday night's episode was really kind of it's like, okay, where do we go from here? And it has been renewed for a second season, so.
Well, and I appreciate a show that really doesn't give you all the answers.
Right.
You want to have that pleasure of feeling like you're really appreciating the reveals and that they're not. Maybe your friend that posted knew it, but even if you know it just a little bit, that's part of the pleasure.
Of like,
you
know? Oh,
I
was
or
right.
No, or that can't possibly happen. I love those kinds of
And I don't know if anyone
clever
noticed
structures.
A couple weeks ago in the episode when Bernard went down to the basement, the Man in Black from the original 73
was
in the background.
Oh, I'll have to go back and look at that. I love that kind of Easter egg stuff.
The Yul Brynner character. You,
was
you just
really there.
See
you
a
just
glimpse
saw...
of him, but he's in the background with all of the retired...
Was he dressed as the Hig?
No, he was dressed as the Man in Black.
I really like... I'm glad you recommended it to me. I'm not going to lie. The reason I started watching it was because you said there was a big orgy. I have yet to get to that.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten to that yet.
Tasteful. You've been disappointed,
that's
right?
The kind of person I am, that I will start watching some shit because somebody says there's an orgy at some point. Ben Barnes did have an orgy his first episode, though.
He did. Yes,
the
he
second
did.
Second episode. I really like it. Chris and I are really into it.
I'm really
Although I keep
the
waiting for it. We watch it together. And so it's like taking forever.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on.
We're so spoiled with Netflix where they drop the entire season on us in one day. With Westworld, it's just like, this has become, I love Walking Dead and I'll continue to watch Walking Dead, but Westworld has become my Sunday night, 9 o'clock show. I watch it and I'm like, okay, let's go. Come on. I really want it to come. So, yeah. Having to wait all week is just kind of...
They used to be pretty much HBO's territory. Sopranos and... They just really... They've always
Game of Thrones. Is, there's another one where I'm just like, oh, come on. Is it Sunday yet?
Speaking of HBO, I forgot to put this on, but I did start watching the show Divorce with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Mm-hmm. And
It's really quite enjoyable. I mean,
I just never liked Sarah Jessica Parker.
She's very Sarah Jessica Parker-ish on the show. I mean, so if you don't like her, then you probably won't enjoy the show. Yeah. But, like, Thomas Hayden Church is really good. Like, he just plays that perfectly, like, I'm miserable and sarcastic and still funny.
Every character he plays.
Exactly. But
except
I mean,
for when he was Lloyd on Wings.
On Wings.
Then he was just naive.
Yeah.
Don't forget Sandman from.
But he was like the miserable character in Sandman.
Just because he got turned into sand.
But that was the only part of Spider-Man 3 that was good.
Yeah.
The rest of it sucked.
Well, good times. Yeah. So you enjoyed it, though.
I do. I would recommend it. I quite like it.
I was going to say, Sarah Jessica Parker did do a episode of The Nerdist talking in promotion of Divorce. Mm. And it was interesting to listen to her talk because it was very different than I expected it to be. I wasn't sure what I thought she would sound like, but it was very interesting to kind of hear of her background and all that kind of stuff. So
she also did an episode of Howard Stern. Hey now, shut up.
All right. But speaking of things in the 1970s, kind of like Sandman and Yul Brynner down there in the basement of Westworld, Carrie Fisher admitted something this week.
Very sexy.
No, but you know, I think it's interesting that it coincides with the release of her book. But she admits that she's not dead, which is what I thought you were trying to tell me.
Anyway,
you're like, I got the news about Carrie Fisher, and I'm like, news? What news? No, screw you, 2016.
She's having a baby.
No.
Don't wait for that. She fucked Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Bing.
Lucky
Thank
lady.
You for playing.
So, 3-month affair. She kind of came
up. He probably like, please.
She
God,
was 19. He was 33.
Yeah.
He was married with two kids.
Yeah. But, you know, the age thing does not surprise me. Look at him and Calista Flockhart.
wow.
Yeah, no, I like Calista Flockhart. It's just hard to say. But, you know, 3 months they were supposedly together. You know, that kind of stuff happens.
It happens.
It was on the set romance.
Well, especially you play two characters close together. Although I will say, in my days of the theater, I remember that our leading lady in one production and the leading man was all about that, you know, on stage romance, and the leading lady was like, screw you have garlic breath. But
even if Harrison Ford had garlic breath,
I'd still do.
I don't know anyone who would not do him.
No. Yeah.
It's all about that little scar on his chin.
Yeah. It's like, can you wear the vest?
Yeah, would you wear the dress? That's the first question.
I like him. Second question was, the sexiest those first couple minutes of regarding Henry. When he's wearing a suit.
Oh, before he.
And he's all like a powerful dickweedish lawyer.
I like
now we know a lot about you.
Dancing with Annette Bening and asking. Yeah.
Indiana or Jones. Him and Sabrina was pretty great, I have to say.
Indiana Jones.
Whatever.
But my question is, would you fuck the master of Hands of Manos, Hands of Fate?
No.
Oh.
Not anymore, because he's dead.
He's dead now.
He was old when that was a film. Don't
yeah.
Yeah, so Manos, the Hands of Fate. Probably the worst movie, probably one of the worst movies ever made, and the only reason why anyone knows anything about it is because Mystery Science Theater 3000 dug it out of a basement somewhere. In a box covered in cloth.
Isn't this the villain of all the Marvel things?
No.
What are you guys talking about?
No.
No, this is a very specific. Manos, the Hands of Fate.
Oh.
Manos is
Thanos.
You're thinking Thanos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanos.
But wouldn't the Marvel Universe be a richer tapestry if it was Manos?
I don't know about richer. It
hands.
Would be a tapestry or a bunch of rags.
Hands,
all
the hands of fate.
But
he passed away this past week.
And so did several others, but we won't get to that yet because you were going to tell us about Inbound. You were gone.
Oh!
We're going from death to Inbound.
Oh, wait. How about Justice League Dark trailer that came out today, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Oh,
okay.
I just wanted to alert folks that it has come out.
Does it have...
It's animated.
It's animated.
Oh,
it doesn't have...
It looks really good, and Constantine's a major character in it.
Does he smoke?
I didn't see that in the trailer. It could be, though, because it's dark. Justice League Dark.
Good, because that is the character.
Yeah.
It's all magic.
Dark usually means that they don't have a lot of money for extras. So
it's animated. There's no budget. It's animated. They've got the biggest budget in the world. Just like Inbound had the biggest budget in the world. So this is a marketing conference, and this is the fifth year. This is the second year I've gone, but Alec Baldwin was there, and of course, after Trump won, he did an impression that was awesome. It was just like kind of an interview type of thing where he's sitting on stage, and it's 19,000 people, so it's, you know, you can barely see the little tiny people up there, then you've got the big screens, but it was very funny, and he was trying to calm everybody down, though. He was just like, you know, it might be okay. And if not, he'll just get impeached and it'll be okay. So, but that was kind of the distill of that. But Sarah Silverman was supposed to be there Thursday night, and she couldn't make it. But instead, they got Trevor Noah from The Daily Show, and he's from South Africa. He is just—I've never seen him do stand-up, and he was just so articulate. And he came after doing two tapings of The Daily Show Thursday. From New York and flew into Boston to do this. It started a little bit later. But he said the reason he took the gig was not the big pile of cash that they gave him. It was it was because he had not had a chance to be on stage doing stand-up since the election, and he had to take this opportunity where he had a nice audience. And he just very articulately kind of was like, okay, white people, this is what you wanted, okay? All right. And it's like, if you didn't try to dissuade some of your fellow white people from voting, this is what you deserve. And he goes, it's not going to just be black people that suffer for this. It's going to be everybody. And he comes from growing up in apartheid South Africa. So he saw the consequences of any kind of racial stuff back then. So, I mean,
a friend of mine spent some time in South Africa, and she was saying to this day in 2016 that people are still, like, black people are still trying to get categorized as colored, kind of a thing, because it still exists. It's still, a system in place there.
Yeah, it's just, it was just sensational. And Ali Wong, who, is Asian, and she writes for Get Off the Boat or whatever that is.
Fresh
Off the Boat. Yeah, she's fantastic.
Get off the boat!
Yeah. She was supposed to do 15 minutes, but she ended up doing an hour.
Ali Wong has a stand-up special called Baby Cobra.
Yes, hilarious.
Seven months pregnant, and she killed it. Yeah.
Terrific.
And this was so... She had sex... Well, menstruating jokes. She pulled out all the punches. It was just... She was so raunchy. It was... She just tore the house down because she was only supposed to do 15 minutes, but because of waiting on Trevor, they gave her an hour, and she just went crazy. So,
yeah, I think she's a rising star. Breakout star.
She's been in the business for a long time, but not done as much in front of the camera.
She's really, really good. And she's really talented.
I guess she's on the Housewife show. Not the reality show, but the
new one,
the new sitcom,
American Housewife.
Yeah, American Housewife. I guess she's on there. I've not seen that show.
The, if you liked Mike and Molly, it's Molly's pothead sister
plays
the American Housewife, along with Diedrich Bader, who used to be
Drew Carey show
on the Drew Carey show, as well as whose line is it anyway?
Yeah.
So and he's now doing the commercials about, you know, not having. Why would you want satellite if you have to go out and adjust your set in the middle of a storm?
And they had Venus Williams there. They had Anna Kendrick, and she said Pitch Perfect 3 is coming, so look out for that. So anyway, but it was quite crazy. So I don't know where how they're gonna hold it next year. I think they're almost turning into the Dragon Con phase because they started invading. This is the huge convention center, but they sold out 19,000 people, and they're still going to hold it there next year. So they already started invading the Westin next door, so I just see it kind of doing the Dragon Con thing where it has to take over any kind of space around them. So it'll be interesting to see it grow. But
that's crazy.
Anyway, cool.
So we did have several people pass away, unfortunately, this week. Mm. Holly Dunn was announced today. And she is a country music singer. She died from ovarian cancer. Mm. She had actually left the scene back in 2003 and had been devoting. She's also an artist as well as a singer.
Oh.
She'd been struggling for about a year. But I actually saw Holly Dunn in person live. And I actually, back in the day when country made its resurgence back in the
90s, they did a 12-hour country concert in Boston, of all places. And I danced for 12 hours straight. My legs hurt for days. But anyway, Holly Dunn was one of the people on there.
She had a great song, Daddy's Hands.
Yep.
That's a wonderful song.
And then the man from Uncle himself, Robert Vaughn, passed away at 83. And then Leonard Cohen.
Leonard Cohen is gone?
Yep.
Leon Russell left us this week. Gwen Ifill left us this week.
Yes.
This was a terrible week.
Yes. So many reasons.
Yes.
I saw Leah and Russell at a casino, of all places, playing after Elton John kind of put more attention on him. And yeah, it was just, it was not what I was expecting for a show, but it was wonderful. So, he's very, very talented.
So be careful out there.
Yeah.
Be safe out there.
Let's make it through the rest of the year at least, right?
Yeah. Remember, we're thankful for you.
Yes.
We hope that you're thankful for us. And if all else fails, get yourself some tickets to Chick-spear.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Have every Christmas.
Every Christmas story ever told, and then some at the No Dog Brewery, December 9th through the 18th.
Yes. Get your tickets online at chickspear.com. We'll be going probably the 16th.
Probably.
So if you want to come hang out with us, you can come on the 16th. Get your tickets now.
Present.
And Anne, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. This is definitely my tribe, you guys.
And make sure to check out some of the great events at charlottegeeks.com and join our Facebook page and just have a good time. Tiffles, what are you thankful for this year?
All of you.
And on that note, Carol, hit the damn button.
Thank you
for...
Oh.
Uh-oh.
One job.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information,
scratching.
Go to guardiansofthegeekery.com.
Doesn't work on the iPhone. Is that the Galaxy 7?
And on Twitter, at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Kilstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.
Mm-hmm.